Okay, we'll figure something out.
A bear or a mule?
Okay. Oh, the back, yeah. All right.
Oh,
okay. A number of weeks ago, as you just pointed out, we spoke about Pasachim. So come from the to speak about Bishlachim too. Two are related. So we'll do that this evening. Our point of departure is a pasuk here in Parshas Chukas, which we said it towards the end. The Torah describes that when the Israel are about to invade the land of the Amori, Sichon, Malach Amori, Og, Malach HaBashan, and so on. So first, they send out messengers to offer a chance of peace. So that's what's described in the first source, Parak Kafal, but Midbar, Psalm, and Pasuk Kafal, Ayishach, Yisrael, Malachim, El, Sichon, Malach Amori, Lemor, Chabez, Ebro, Be'aretzecho, Lomite, Vesali, Besada, Vecham, Lomista, Mevair, Bederach, HaMelech, Nelech, Adesh, Navor, Gulecho. Okay, we'll like to cross over your land. We won't veer off the any fields or any vineyards and so on. We won't drink any of the water from bears. We'll walk on a highway, basically. Just let us go through. Just want to travel through. But and Sichon refused to allow the Jewish people to pass through, and he got his army together, and the Jews defeated them, etc. Okay. So that's the presentation here in Parshas Chukas. Rashi tells us, Vayishach Yisrael Malachim. Rashi points out that there was a repeat, a recap of this event later in the Chumash in Parshas Devarim Perek Peis, which happens in 3. Rashi tells us, Vayishach Yisrael Malachim, Mokom Achet Tol Shichus Moshe. In Parshas Lashana, Parshas Devarim rather, in Perek Peis, Pasuk Kopal, it makes it totally Moshe. Moshe sent the messengers. Vayishach Malachim, Moshe is talking to the first person. Vayishach Malachim, I sent. Okay? So, and then Rashi explains that the same thing, Moshe represents Jewish people is Moshe, right? So, Nasi Adohu, Kachol Adohu, Kenasi Okol, Nasi, the leader is like the whole generation, fine. But having called their attention to those two, it's not just, there's another difference. It's not just that in Parshas Dvarim, Moshe is the speaker, but a little more detail is given as to what the precise message was that was sent to Sichon Melech Amori is given more in Parshas Dvarim than it is here in Parshas Chukas, where it actually happened. So here, the Torah says, okay, figure that out. Good. So here in source number 3, the Torah says as follows in recapping these events. Dvarim Perek Bay starting in Pasuk Kofo. Okay, same thing. I sent messages to Sichon and Cheshbon, Divrei Shalom, Lemor. Okay, words of peace. That's more or less parallel. Let me pass through your land. I'll stay on my path. I won't veer to the right or to the left. Okay. Chavches, ocha, but here it says, ocha bakesev tashbireni. Any food, you can sell me. In other words, we won't take anything forcibly. Any food we take, you sell us. Ocha bakesev tashbireni. V'achalti, I'll eat that. Umayim bakesev tishbireni. Thank you. Any water, any drinks, also buy. Rak ebra baglai. So, here we find the Jewish people are willing to purchase food and drink from them. Okay? Kasher also b'nei Esav, Hayoshim Meseir, Amor Meshim Be'ar, right? Just like these other nations, didn't we pass by? They sold the food too. Okay? Adash Ebor, see, Yardin, Arz, Asher, Shemel, Kenan, Nosim, Alon. Until we cross the Yardin and go into the land which Hashem has promised us. And again, Pasuk Lamed, parallel to Pasuk of Gimel, back in source 1 here, in Pasuk Lukas, below all the Sichon, Malachesh, Barabin, and Bo, Sichon refused, and so on, and it was given over to our hands. So Rashi comments, Kasher also b'nei Esav, at the b'nei Esav, not that they walked their land, but they sold us food and water. So it seems that Bnei Yisrael were prepared to purchase food and drink from these Kenanim, from these non-Jews, from these Amori. Okay, and that's really the beginning of the Bishlachim topic. We'll see the Gemara is going to quote these Pesukim as a possible leniency within the Issur of Bishlachim. So keep that in the back of your head. And we look now at the famous Mishnah of Avodah Zarah. We looked at it through this as well. The Pasuk was the same Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, of Lamed Ham Beis. Ve'elu Dvarim Sh'ol Dechom Sosfai V'asurim Ve'edin Sorin Yisra'anah. These are certain things which are Aser, but not Yisra'asur V'anah. These are things we're not allowed to eat, but not to ask, and they're not Asur V'anah. Cholav Shechol Ekochom Ve'in Yisra'al Ve'el. Milk was the milk by a Jew, and a Jew didn't see him. We're not talking about that now. That's Chol Yisra'al. That's Vosra'alakum. Not a topic now. Ve'apas V'ashemesh Shalahem. bread and oil, which we discussed already a few weeks ago, again, not important for us right now. Rebbe, but he's doing Hetira Shemen. Rebbe, she's playing man. I've been Rebbe, he's doing Nasiya, whoever it was, repealed the law against Shemen. And for our purpose tonight, Vahashlokos. Vahashlokos. Rashi says, in source 6, Vahashlokos, Kol Dover Shebishlu Ovid Kochavim. What does Shlokos mean? Any cooked item, which is cooked by a non-Jew, but filled with klitar, even kosher utensils, nothing to do with kashrus, even in kosher utensils, okay, is considered to be usher, again, usher to eat, it's mutar b'hanah. That's what we call bishul akum, and it mentions other things which you soak in some kind of vinegar or whatever else, but for our purposes, our shlokos, that's bishul akum. So, the Mishnah tells us it is prohibited for a Jew to eat any food which is cooked by a non-Jew. Okay, and Rashi explains with Kulu Mishum Chasnas. This and all the other things in the Mishnah are to prevent intermarriage, as I explained in the past. We'll say it again by us. Again, eating is, of course, a biological, physical necessity for human beings, like any other creature. You have to ingest food in order to survive. However, for us, eating is also a social activity. People very often, you know, you get together, you have a bite to eat, it's friendship, it's camaraderie. And so, the Chachamim wanted to make sure the Jews and non-Jews, not they would have no interaction, but they would have more limited interaction, and therefore they restricted the food, among other things, food, even though we're not talking, at least according to Rashi here, we're not talking about a kashrus matter here. Food is 100% kosher. It's cooked in kosher utensils, and everything is kosher in terms of its ingredients. However, nonetheless, if a non-Jew cooked, that's called bishul akum, now I'd eat it kulu mishum chasnas. Okay, that's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. However, the Gemara, a little later on that Mishnah, Lamed Zayin of Beis, going over to Lamed Ches Aleph, source 7, the Gemara says as follows. Vashlokos Menonimili. How do we know that there's such a thing called Bishalakim? Who said? So Gemara first seems to say it's from the Torah. Amar Chibar Abba Meyachar, Amar Kwa, our Pasuk. Actually, not here in Parshugas, but the recap Pasuk in Parshugas Dvarim. Ocha Bakhesset Reina Rachaldi, Umayim Bakhesset Tainli Vishnus Nisi. That's the Pasuk in source number 3. You'll sell me food and you'll sell me drinks, yeah? Kemayim. Like water. What do you mean, like water? The only time there's bishul akum is if the item changes its appearance. But if not, it's like water, okay, which doesn't change its appearance, water is water, so then there's no bishul akum. Says, one second. Let's say you have wheat and you make them into like roasted kernels. That's going to be awesome. You can tell me, yes, it's true. But Tanya, Chitim Rasan Kharis Mutarin. That's Mutar. That's Mutar, exactly. That's not Bishul Akum. Okay, even though it changes appearance. Ella Kemayim Mamayim Shonishan Briyosan Av Ocho Shonishana Briyoso. Okay, what with us there is, it's like water, only something which is, what's Mutar is something like water which doesn't change, not doesn't change at all, but it doesn't change completely from its natural state. Okay? In other words, it's more or less the same. So it's cooked. Okay, big difference. It's still roasted wheat, right? So Mark says, one second. Elamiyato chitin v'tochan. What if you have wheat and you ground it up? Completely changed. Well, it's completely different. Okay, you take wheat and you grind it up. It's completely different. Hachanami dasur. That's going to be asur. V'chitin v'hachanami. V'tanya chitin v'tochan. Hakmachim v'asosur shalom mutarin. That's also mutar. Ela kemayim ma'mayim shalishtam v'yosan ideha or. Hafokos shalom v'yosan or. Okay, what it means is, no, it's only parallel water. It doesn't change its appearance through cooking. Certain things change their appearance when you cook them. Certain things don't. It's a certain vegetables. You cook them, they look the same. Okay, when they cook, they're raw. You can't tell until you taste it, or until you touch it. Right? Other things, when you cook it, it changes completely. Right? You can tell the difference. Let's say, I don't know, noodles. I can tell the difference when they're cooked or not cooked. But a carrot, if you're not, you know, again, you see a carrot on a plate. If you don't know, you can't tell just by looking at it. Or peas or something like that. I don't know whether they're raw or they're cooked. So Gemara said, one second, midi orksi, but does it say that in the Torah? The Gemara concludes, after all this, El on the top of Lama Chesmal, El on the Darbanan, Ukros Machabi Alma. Now, the whole Zer is only Darbanan. Don't derive anything from these psukim about it's got to change its appearance, it doesn't change its appearance, it's through fire. No, the whole thing, the whole Shlachos, the whole concept is Shlachos on Darbanan, and the Pasuk is only that Machabi Alma, it's only a hint in the Torah, and therefore there's a rabbinic rule, and therefore you cannot start making a diukim that it's got to be like water, it's not going to be like, that's irrelevant. Okay? So Gemara's conclusion is that Bishul Akum is a prohibition of Rabbanon. What's interesting is, I would expect, what's the Gzera Rabbanon? Rashi would tell us, because of intermarriage. And lo and behold, Rashi, the Aram, source number 9, says, the Rabbanon, Shlo Yehei Yisrael Ragel Etzol Machol Mishta. That's okay. The Jew shouldn't be chasen to eat and drinking too often with the guy. Be'achilin u'dorak fame. Because he may serve him something that's not kosher. Now wait a minute, that's what we said before. We said the kasher is not the issue. The issue is everything is kosher, good. The problem is that the Yisraelakim are worried about intermarriage. So one second. So the Gemara here, Rashi is so different. Okay, Rashi here says the rabbinic rule is because you may come to serve something non-kosher, which makes a certain amount of sense. And if you're eating in a guy's house, even not on purpose, you know, he's got plenty of non-kosher ingredients now, so he'll be cooking up a hamburger or something, put on some kind of spice or some kind of sauce or something like that, which isn't kosher. Right, that's a concern, but that's not what we said till now. Tosu says, number 10, Tosu number Zara, Lamed Chesem Alav, El of the bottom cross, Mahavah, here's Rashi, to a bottom Gazer, Mishum the Chayest, Shemi Achilena, Dram Kmeim, the Yosu, I knew the first time, Mishum Chasnus, the Chayim Pirish, and Kunsh Mastis. Says Tosu, I prefer the other answer. I prefer that we're talking here about Chasnus, like Rashi says in the Mishnah, like we've been saying till now, not like this other answer in Rashi, okay? So it's just interesting, what is the real reason behind this of Bishlaka? Most assume it's because of intermarriage. Rashi throws in this idea here, and it's also, or it's because you're afraid the guy's going to put in some non-kosher ingredients. It's a totally different kind of an answer. Yeah.
Because Chassus, you think
Yisrael
would be eating together with the guy? Why is it
the cook, tell me cook. Okay.
Maybe that's a Rashi.
Maybe. By the way, Rashi, not a Das Yachid. Rashi, Hashri. There in Avodah Zarah, Parak Bay is on the rush. Parak Bay, Shimon Chavchaz, 11. Pierce Shraki, Shlokos, Tinam Shrei Shua, Rogan, Let's Mach, Mizur, Echon, Dora, Time. Rashbam, Kos, Bishem, Vosem, Bishulah, they call him. Nesam, Mishum, Zerah, Shem, Echon, Ovid, Kol, Chom, Dora, Tome. The Rashbam also, the Ashri quotes Rashbam also, who says the principal reason for Bishlaka, maybe your reason, is because you're not going to, because we're afraid to put in some non-kosher things, and therefore, Hilchok told me standing beside the or ben mushalom amayim ben sum or asum ben sum mushrachum amidu v'boshos on standing so ain lachos ain lach dor tom shetz nikar and maybe that's why the Gemara makes a distinction between bishul and something that's raw. If something's raw, you can see what's in it. You know, you can see it's not kosher. Once it's cooked together, who knows what's in it? You might eat a cooked item. Who knows what they put in the sauce, right? Now it's interesting.
By yayin, is Rashi consistent by yayin?
No, so it can't be that Rashi denies the chasnas. Yes, you can. Over Yain, he doesn't say. That's the thing. So the Aruch HaShulchan actually says in Source 12, actually, there are two things. There are really two Isurim. It's not Stam that Rashi made a mistake. And for two different things. The Aruch HaShulchan here is in Yoredeya Simon Kuf Yud Gil. That's the Simon of Bishlachim, Kuf Yud Gil in Yoredeya. So Rashi says, Aruch HaShulchan says in Source 12, Shlachos should be shalakamu machol kosher. It's kosher. We call machol awesome chazal. We chamur we pass. It's stricter than pass in some ways, at least because, as we said, the Chashulchan mentions that their pass may have been repealed or partially repealed. Then we discuss, it wasn't accepted in all areas and so on and so forth. Okay, and then you discuss historically which came first. But now look at this base. Rov haposkim kosum. B'tam is shlokos minuchasnos. Most people assume that the prohibition of bishakum is also because of intermarriage. But yesh ma'adu senu shikatsam shalayachan adavol isur. Okay? That's how God's tree name. That's from Rashi's album, Mishnah Shom, kosher minuchasnos. The Gemara Shom, kosher yachan adavol isur. Right? He quotes the two Rashi that we mentioned. The Efsher shetam olam ekilu v'pas or b'shlokos. He says, now we're going to say, why were the Chazal more lenient in regards to pasakum? Again, we discussed last time, Pasakum, according to many, it's okay, and we only maybe got some Shuvah or Shabbos, right? In other words, there are many leniencies by Pasakum, and we don't have those leniencies by Bishakum.
So, doesn't include a fiyah.
No, so that's what we're saying. Oh, 1 second. So that's
Pasakum isn't within the
Exactly. It's separate. It's separate in the Mishnah, and that's exactly the point. Maybe that's why, that's the Aruch HaShulchan saying, maybe that's why it's separate, because it's not the same thing. Usually, let's say, Hilchos Shabbos, there's no distinction between Afiyah and Bishul. There's one of the 39 halachos on Shabbos. It's called Ofer. We call it Bishul. It means cooking, it means baking, it means frying, it means roasting, it means boiling, all these things. However, here the Mishnah says Rashi makes a distinction for precisely that reason. Okay, and not only that, says the Aruch HaShulchan. And not only that, the Aruch HaShulchan says, but that's why there are leniencies by Pasachim, not by Bishul. Why? She says, the Mishlachos, Yei Shnei Tavim. Over Pas, so Shach HaChashah Shachin HaMachil HaTavah Aser. The pas near the hedge again. By pas, we're not worried to mix something else in because you can see what's ingredient in bread. Okay? So in any event, that's one possible distinction between Pas and Rishul Akum, and Aruch HaShulchan assumes that both are correct. Rishul Akum, well, there's two reasons. One, chasnus. Two, you may mix in non-kosher ingredients, and therefore, that's why Rishul Akum are different than the Pas Akum. They're not lumped together. Not exactly your point. They're not lumped together because they're two different dinim, and that's the story. Okay? Others say that no, that really fundamentally this is chasnas, but we want to find something that's in the Torah. You know, again, the Soloveitchik said you can't just make up a din d'rabbanan out of clear blue sky. It's got to be modeled as something that exists. So we already exist, you know, chashash mimics in non kosher. That's the sort of the paves the way for chasnas. But anyway, the Pesachei Tshuva has a very interesting distinction. Okay, the whole din d'rabbanan. Yeah. Now, it's gotten out of here in some Kufshim Gimel. The Pesachei Tshuva is a very interesting distinction. But who cares whether it's reason A or reason B? And he says as follows, because I'll tell you the distinction. Okay? What about a mumar? What about somebody who's not observant? Who doesn't care about, you know, again, the, forget why he's not observant. He's not observant because he never learned, or observant he learned and he gave it up, whatever it is, off the derech, whatever term, right? So can you, does Pishakam apply? So that'll make a difference. If you hold the reasons chasnas, well, it wouldn't apply because the daughter, you know, could be a fine form girl, the Baal Tshuva. Okay? So there should be no problem. But if the whole the reason is that maybe he's going to put in non-kosher and gives, well, this guy also doesn't believe in keeping kosher. So that's what the Pesachei Tshuva says is an interesting distinction. Now, I printed here, we're not going to read them inside in detail, but I printed here two relatively contemporary Tshuvas where this actually comes up. One is from the Tzitzel Yezer, Chelek Testament Mem Aleph. Okay? What happens if you have food with Shimurim, Hanasim, Hispashim, Beis Haroshes, it's made in a factory, Shabaleim Kofri Mechal Shabbos Hesed. Oh my, not, Jews were not Mechal, you know, were not Shomer Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos. Okay, and there's not much gear there to make sure all the ingredients are kosher. But Lamaisa, the workers in the factory are not Jewish. So how can we eat such a thing?
They say Kofri. There's a difference between a Kofri
and a Kofri. Yeah, I don't care that now, right? But it means that they don't keep anything, right? So he says, can we go ahead, can we eat those products? That's the question that Tzitzel is posing. Can we go ahead and eat those products? After all, they're made by non-Jew. I'm sorry, they're made by Jews, but the non-Jews are not from. So he says, huh? There's a mashgiach there. The mashgiach there is only watching over the ingredients. He makes sure the ingredients are kosher ingredients. But he's not in charge of who's cooking, who's not cooking, right? So that's what the Tzitzel is deals with in this tshuva. And he says, let's look in the Yud Zayin. Okay, again, you're welcome to look through this, but he says, Yudzayim, Zoros Torahs, Olish, ain't Malkum Lachlish. There's no problem with Bishul Akum here. Okay? There's no problem with Bishul Akum here, because fundamentally, he says, we pass in the Isser is Chasnas, and therefore, even if they're non from, but still, the daughters could be acceptable, and that's what he assumes. However, Rav Adi Yosef, in his Tshuva, 15, Charles Jews, Yabi Omer Chelek, Hei Chelek, Rodez, and Yud, Nishalti, he quotes Rav Adi Mermelein. That's what he's referring to. Rav Oldenburg, when he says in the beginning of that tshuva, Gadol Echad, he says, look back at 14, so out there, they rob Gadol Echad, that's not what Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef assumes that it is a problem. And he says that, don't tell me that it's just a minority view. He said, it may hold like that. The issue is not chassus, but you might put in non-kosher ingredients. So he says it's not such a, let's take a look at Zion there. Well, in Yabi Omer, in 15, Ulufiyan is dieti towards the end of that line. Ha'ikukedas from Lahaku Vishloim Mumar, but he said, okay, I'm willing to be Mako, but it's not really right. The Mashkiach should do something, as we'll see later, participate in the cooking process, because plenty of people hold the other way. Plenty of people hold that the problem is not an issue of chasna. So again, you know, he says again, he quotes it to Teles again, who disagrees, he says, he said, I'm not so sure, I stand my position, he says. And he says that, no, you know, there are many people who are machmer, and therefore, you know, it's better to fix it up. So we'll see how he can fix it up later.
How
does
Rabbi deal with Goyim today? Does he make a distinction?
No, but we'll get to that also. Okay, now. All right. In any event, that's the general introduction to Mishlach. Yeah.
It's possible that the distinction is that for bread, there's more of a kuveya, it's a suda, they're sitting down, and that's more of a chasnas issue where they're having you know, where as
I hear the post in this
arrive, kind of like all of a sudden it's not really family sitting down together for a bread.
Maybe decision. Maybe
an issue of cost, but more an issue of just
okay, could be. We'll get there right now. But anyway, that's kind of a general overview. That's the issue of Bishul Akum. Now, there are leniencies in Bishul Akum. First of all, I mentioned before the Gemara had a whole discussion, which Gemara ultimately rejected. Gemara had a whole discussion. Well, if it doesn't change its appearance through cooking, it's not Bishul Akum. You know, if it looks the same after cooking it, like carrots or peas, something like that. You can't tell by looking at it whether it's been cooked by touching it, can, but the distance looks the same. It's not like noodles or chicken, it looks totally different. Right? Meat looks totally different. You can tell by looking at the difference between a raw piece of meat and a cooked piece of meat. A raw vegetable and a cooked vegetable, some vegetables, even a, you know, potato, don't touch it, you can't tell whether it's, so do we accept that decision? Well, the Gemara didn't seem to accept it, but the Ran does. The Ran on the Rif, Yud Dalet Beis of Azareth, the Ran accepts this distinction. He quotes the Gemara, and he says even though the Gemara's conclusion is that cross Malkum the Alma, he says, nevertheless, let's take a look. Nir Ali is about 6 lines in the top of 16. Nir Ali, the Mikol Malkum, came with us Mechul Ba'ama Krob, do me the Krob Be'inan. He says, it's true the Gemara at the end rejected that Limud from the Torah and said the whole thing in Asmachta. But says the Ran, good, it's an asmachta, but asmachta means it's got to be similar to what's in the Torah. It's got to be similar to what's in the case in the Torah. Okay? So, v'chol son ishtarim v'yasar de'or, k'gon koyos, afilu dorish enu necho k'vot shukha, it's something that didn't change its appearance through fire. Okay? He holds, the Ran does, okay? The Ran holds that, no, the Ran holds that we accept what the Gemara says. All right, and it's got to be something similar to water. Something similar to water that doesn't change its appearance through fire. Okay, there is no problem with Bishul Akum. Like a potato is the same color, the same look, and so on. So the Ran accepts that, even though the Gemara doesn't seem to. However, he is a Das Yochid.
In other areas in kashrus, is that a factor of the how something?
No, not at all. Except that here, right? But here, the Ran points out the Gemara derives it from the pasuk we had at the beginning. Okay, which again, it's not in our parsha, but it's in the Chumash's recap of our parsha, in Devarim. It says, Ocha b'cheset tashbeinu, mayim b'cheset, what's the last name? Mayim b'cheset dilev shastisi. The Gemara compares it to water. So the Gemara says, just like water doesn't change its appearance, and that they're willing to buy that from the non-Jews, that's okay. So something else that doesn't change its appearance, I can get from a non-Jew also. So the Ran accepts it. Most don't. I just want to mention that the Ran has that kula. We'll see in a moment. Again, Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention, but we should know that the Ran has the Kula.
Like Rashi, because those two become the same. Yeah,
so very good. That's very possible. Very possible. Doesn't say it. Then there's another possible leniency which would have major ramifications today, and that is a Shita in Tosis, so 17. But again, the Ran does not. The Ran accepts it. What thought, you know, he's a minority view. So is the following. Listen to this. Tosis says, and that same Dafan of Rizor, line of Ches of an Olive. Elam Rabbanan, that's the Ramas. That same Tosis before, where Tosis rejects Rashi's connection to Kashrus and says it's a Chasmus issue. Omar Harab and Avram ben Reb David. That is not the Avram ben David. It's not the Rivet that we know. Okay, it's a different. The one of the Balei Tosis. Actually, Avram ben David was a relatively common name, it seems, because there are a number of different people called the Rivet. There's the Rivet who we know from the Rambam, the Rivet, Sokas Rivet, and the Rambam, that's a famous Rivet of Poskler, you know, the famous Rivet. His father-in-law wrote the Sefer Eshkol. He was also sometimes called the Rivet, because his name was Avram Av Bezdin. So sometimes those letters got, and then there's another one. There's Avram Ben David wrote a Sefer on history. You know, I think they call him Ibn Daud. So a lot of different rivets around. There's a shach somewhere. I couldn't find it, but I remember coming across it as a shach. Somebody says, you can't ask theories all the time between rivets. You have to know they may not be the same person. This is another rivet, the Balatosis. Okay, in fact, some versions not even Avram, they have Ephraim or something. But anyway, what does he say? Listen to this. Omar Rabbah and Avram of David, the Vader Shachas Asachon, Kishaovi Kachom of Ashim Beveso. The only time there's a problem of the guy cooking is the guy cooks it in his own home. But when it's in the Jews' house, not a problem. That's a big cooler. If the guy cooks the food, but it's in the Jews' home, says Rabbi Avraham and David, it's not a toast, there's no problem. No problem.
Can we ask
Okay. So one second. So now, the truth is, you could say, even though Tosus doesn't, but you could say that depends on that machlokas. If the issue is chasnas, okay, well, then it should apply no matter where. You're trying to minimize social interaction. What's the difference because cooking a Jew's house is cooking his own home? But if you say the issue is he may throw in something that's not kosher, well, he's cooking a Jew's house. Hope you don't have any non kosher in the house to throw in. It's cooking your ingredients.
But it could be
okay? Okay, that's true. But anyway, that's impossible. Tosus doesn't say that. But in any event, for the whole door of the Tom, when the Tom rejected the whole thing, and he said, it's like a low pug. The Rabbanah made a rule. You can't eat food cooked by a non-Jew. It doesn't matter. He cooked it here. He cooked it there. He cooked in his own home. He cooked in his Jew's home. No difference. Maybe you're saying, we're always concerned. Who knows what we'll do? We'll mix up milk and fleshy, whatever happens. Okay, and that's how you assume all of it. So, again, the Tosus doesn't accept this, Tom doesn't accept it. So there are two leniencies so far that were not accepted, Lalacha. Okay, one, the leniency of the Ron, it's got to be something that doesn't change his appearance. And number two, the leniency of the Ben Avram Ben David and Tosus, who says that it doesn't apply in the home of the non-Jew. The Mordechai, in the home of the Jew. In the home of the Jew, it applies only in the home of the non-Jew. The Mordechai in Chulin, in the second paragraph, it's Lamed Ches, again, it's Remez Toph Lamed. Okay, 830 in the Mordechai. So he says the difference between pas and shlokos. Okay, he says that shlokos, the pas they were more strict about it. Okay, than they were in regards to shlokos. Okay, and perhaps because pas is what they call it, is chai nefesh. It's something less strict pas because it's more necessary for fundamental survival and so on. In any event, that's the Mordechai. And he also quotes the opinion, he calls him Rav Avram, there are lines, okay, he says it doesn't apply in the Jew's home, and he says they're in a time to accept it, and therefore he says no difference, lo plug rabbana. If we look in the Torah says the following, in 6:19, Simon Kuf, Yud Gil, okay, it says the Torah, okay, a shloko shabishon of the galuim asurin lo shon bishon of the galuveso. Oh, bishon of Israel. The Torah makes no distinction between his house, the guy's house, the Jew's house. Doesn't matter. Rabbi Avraham amatir mi bishon of the galuveso. So Rabbi Avraham was meko. The shark will obish v'chatz will obish v'shem v'chatz v'chatzim. The tam cholak alei v'chein nogim. We follow Rabbi Natan, who says it makes no difference. The Beis Yosef does point out that this Rabbi Avraham was also not a das shachar. He says Rabbi Yerucham also holds that only applies in the Jew's home, but again, that's not the accepted view. Okay? However, there are two leniencies in Bishul Akum which the world does accept. One, the Gemara, and they both mentioned together in the Gemara, but it's all Lamed Ches Malal. Amar Shmuel B'Yitzchak Amar Rab. Kol Anecho Kemosu Chai. Anything which is edible raw, as it is raw, and it gets cooked, Ein Bo Mishum Bishula Ov Dekachavim. That's rule number one. If it's edible raw, even though a guy cooked it, but you could eat it raw, Bishraqan doesn't apply. The Suru Masnoachi, that's they learned in the yeshiva in Suru. The Pumadis, another big yeshiva. Suru and Pumadis were the two big towns in Babel, had two major yeshivas. That's the Harvard and Yale of their time in terms of yeshivas in Babel. Right? So one was in Boston, one was in New Haven. So one was in Suru, one was in Pumadis. So in Suru they learned that, but Pumadis are Masnoachi. Amar Shuma Ritzak Amarav, Kol She'enu Nechal Al Sucha Melachem. Something which is not fit for a royal table, okay? It's a state dinner, a royal table, a banquet, something like that, also is not Mishum Bujakam. My Ben Ha'ikamai, but what's the distinction? So certain foods which are not edible raw, but they also wouldn't be on a table, dust of sort of fish and dice, okay, detailed. Okay, Rashi explains. Says Tosus. And the Rosh, a number of Rishonim. Tosus is in Avodah Zarah and Ches Malach. Do you want to think of an Iowa, huh?
Yeah,
don't know. We'll get to all of it. But I have to check. It's not edible rule. That would be a problem.
No, but it's not served on the...
Right, but it's not served. Oh, so now the question is, do you need both? So Tosus in Avodah Zarah, Lama Ches Malach, Do you want to think of an Iowa, says, according to the Tam, we pass by both. You know, Gemara looks like there were two different traditions. One is in Pumadisa, one's in Surah. Says Tosus, and also says the Rosh and Vazar Parak Beis Simon Chav Ches. Either one, if it's either it's eaten raw. Or it's not suitable for a royal banquet, no problem, bishachem. Those are two big rules. Okay, either or. Okay, that's what comes out for the Tosfos and the Rosh. Again, full disclosure, Rashbam doesn't agree with that. Rashbam, the next page, 2500, the Torah Sabbath, our five is going to share a dollar. The Rashbam doesn't necessarily hold for that. The Rashbam holds, it's not true. Okay, the Rashbam holds that, let's see, this, I don't want to hear my own notes. Here, the Rashbam holds, quotes Pasuk with a Tam, we didn't Pesach Halacha, Pasuk with a Tam, okay? Ketreli is no haka. We possibly like we need both, right? And we can be lenient. The chol she'ino al sochachem ein moshim b'shul nachem. The chol she'ino al sochai ein moshim b'shul nachem. There's no problem b'shul nachem either or. Either it's raw or it doesn't go on sochach nachem. Okay, that's how the Rashba says over there. But and he quotes some other others passing there. Every notes Ramban, okay, Ramban himself and the Ran. The quotes of Ramban is in the Chiddush Ramban. And about the Zorah and the Chesam, I'll put Dilmasel Pasim on the Tam. And the Ran on the Rift is Tesvom and Aleph, Dilmasel Kamash Malon. We're not going to read all that inside now. But they seem to hold it up. Okay, that even you have to have both. You have to have, it's both not eaten raw and it's not eaten on Shulchan Alachim. It doesn't go, wouldn't be served at a banquet. Tosis and the Rosh, and the Rishonim hold either or. Others say they need both. Okay, so that's what I have to see. How does the Rambam pass? So look at the Rambam now. Let's read the Rambam inside 28. Hilchos Macholos Asiros Perak Yud Zayin Lach Yud Dal Akum Shabisha Lanu Yain Ocholav Udvash Uprish and Gosman Mikol Doran Echol Shuchai El Mutarin. Anything which is edible raw is mutter. Below Gozu El Adavah She'en Echol Kol Shuchai. The only examples of something which is not edible raw go on both, like meat, the dog, baits, eggs, rakos. Now we're going to see momentarily it's somewhat subjective. It's an objective, you know, fish nowadays, people do eat raw, it's called sushi. Okay, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, people didn't eat fish raw, now people do eat fish raw. I mean, it's just the reality, things change, okay? And eggs, I don't know, the chazonin, no, they drink raw eggs, but that's one or two people, not too common. Fish is very common, I'm not sure if fish would apply today.
Why don't
you boil
the water? Now, water, you
can
take water.
That's right, not a problem.
Boils water, and then throws the coffee in.
Oh. So I don't want to go into this now, but it's a very important point. I think once we talk about coffee, we go by what is the major ingredient in it. So the water. So therefore, the coffee. That's why you can buy coffee at a stand that's cooked by a guy, because even though the you're not paying for the water, you're paying for the coffee, right? But still, that's the major ingredient. But
in volume or in
the sheets? Not in volume. Okay, let's read the Rambam. Yeah, thicker. Let's read the Rambam. So the Rambam says, like fish and eggs and meat and that kind of thing, in Bishak, we can go itself. But when we start to say, we should because again, the Rambam tells why. The main thing is chasnas.
Right.
So you would only invite somebody over to eat what kind of food? Something which is fancy, now you're worried about it. If you invite them over to give them a rice cake and some cottage cheese, that's a
doing fish. If you're ready to say that things change by the way we eat fish,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you say it changes by the way we invite people over? Today we have more casual.
You're lives. Right. That's true, too. Yeah. Okay. I guess they don't want to do that. Okay. Right. So we look at a tour, 329, look at a tour. Continue. Yeah, Super Bowl. Yeah, that's usually fancy food, huh? It's usually chicken wings.
Somebody asks you their housekeeper to make macaroni and cheese for the kids?
Yes, the macaroni and cheese. So it's interesting, since you mentioned it, I heard that the Star K Kashrus organization, they're in Baltimore, Washington. So they have some checks regularly with the White House chef to find out what kind of food is served at a state dinner. I guess, they keep on top of it. Things can change. They find out, would you serve this and this food at a fancy state dinner? The ambassador from Norway is coming down or something like that, Would this be served at a state dinner?
Fish. Huh?
Right, or no broccoli. Who's that? But again, That's really the issue. The tour in Simchut Yom Yud Gimel and following that Shachar, we'll see. The low also those are nechol kol shuchai, the gam olos shuchamalachim. So we passing like you need both, okay? Aval davar anecho kmo shuchai. Afilu chash lo al sosho achem. The Torah spells that, you can't spell it more clearly. It says something that's sweet and raw. Even though it's fancy. Or reverse. Davar she'en anecho al sosho achem. It's not fit for a king. Afilu en anecho kmo shuchai. It needs to be cooked. Ein bo b'shu 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 And that's how shuchar paskin is there again. You're there. It's in kufi gimel sepalot. Dover she'enecho kmo shuchai. V'gam ol al sosho achem. V'gam ol al sosho achem. V'gam ol al sosho achem. Afilu b'kli Yisrael u'beisha asum Yisrael b'shul avikachon. The Taz Gav says the issue is chasnas, atam, the ikar zeshim, chasnas, but davar she'enecho chasnu kachav, ain't other mas, v'chaver elav. Then it was not so fancy. You wouldn't invite a friend over, so I'm not worried about it. This guy invites him over. That's you're not worried about going to marry his daughter. He says, a sheepskate, he serves you lousy food. What's the joke? The guy's on a train. Another Jew, young Jew, comes on his train, old man, young Jew sees old man, he goes, excuse me, do you have the time? He goes, they drop dead, he says to him. Wow, he's taken aback. I see, talk to me. I asked you just for 5 minutes. He tell me. So he saw it, he said, listen. He says, you know, you're going to ask me what time it is? I'll tell you what time it is. He'll tell me, then, where are you going? So I'll tell you, I'm going to such and such a city. He goes, oh, I'm going there also. Turns out, you're going as a guest. He goes, do you live there? I do live there. Listen, I need a place to stay. You'll come to my house. I'm a machzor. So I'll bring you over to my house. You come into my house. And it turns out that I have a daughter who's of marriageable age. You're a young man of marriageable age. And one thing leads to another. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want my son, I don't want my daughter marrying a guy who can't even afford a watch. So guess what time? I said, forget about it. Drop dead. So not going to happen. Right? So one thing leads to another. But if the guy invites him over such a cheap date, such a cheap guy, he doesn't prepare nice food, so we're not worried about it. Okay. Anyway, that's the Shohar, that's the Taz. I just want to point out the Shach, by the way, the Shach is called Alvang inside. We talk about peas, Afunim. He talks about peas. Now, peas is an example of something which doesn't change from its appearance. He doesn't mention that Hefe. He rejects the Ran. He says it's because something else. He's a raw. But anyway, he doesn't mention that the change from the Ran. But in the Bays, the Bays, the Quatan Gimel, okay? He says this is where he interjects a little bit of the subjectivity. Let's take a look at Sivkot and Gimel. He writes, "Chay nagu b'hemheter v'kosav v'shadus v'shikas amrei shenogin heter b'kila kadosh v'krakow." That's where he lived. There are more. Liknos hagozin shleimin to buy whole nuts. Shekoyin shtechelnus. I don't know what that is. Some type of nuts. Shemavashim v'chom. I roasted chestnuts. You know, even though we were going to cook it, but since he did it raw, okay, at least in that part, it's again. And the Pichadosh also. Pichadosh talks about desserts as opposed to the main course. The Aruch HaShulchan, let's move to the Aruch HaShulchan 34. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, so Kuf Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Beis, Dover Pashru, Dilian Dover She'enoch Gimel Shulchai, Hochen Acharov Bnei Adam. You go, you're going to tell me, but I will eat raw. Okay, there's always some guy who eats something raw. Right? I will eat raw. That'll go by you. It goes, but what's the norm? Okay? That guy came to cook either for a guy, by a guy. The robe and if some people eat it raw, I personally don't like certain raw vegetables. I know many people like raw vegetables. I don't need to cook. It doesn't matter. It doesn't go by me. It goes by what the majority is in that area. Okay?
In that area.
Right, that's what he said. Aval in Medina Achaz Ochin Shichai Medina Acharis Ain't Ochin Zerak Mavusho Ain't Tons Those That Goes By The You Know You Don't Say Well If The Whole Area It's Like That Again It's Subjective The Whole Area It's Like That Then You Can Follow What It Says In The Area So Those Are The Two Major Leniencies With Regards To Bishul Akam One It's Going To Be Eaten Raw Then There's No Problem Of Bishul Akam Two If It's Not Fit For A Banquet But So If You Think About It There's Still A Lot Of Foods That Are Going To Be Bishul Akam Yeah.
Back on either or both.
We pass on either one or the other. Either one. Okay, that's about the summary showing them saying both. But we pass this for Aruch and the Torah in both. Okay.
So what's
either or. So now let's come to the next problem. Okay, before we get to that. What happens if you have, this is what the Rashi, before we get to that, okay, the guy cooks it, he cooks the whole thing from soup to nuts. Okay. Now, before we get to that, one other question. The Rashba in the Shuvas HaMichos L'Ramban, from Reish Pei Dal, I mentioned in the past the collection of Shuvas and Rashba, which are attributed to Ramban. This one actually is from the Ramban. Okay, it says at the beginning, Oh, Zos Shuva, Heish Ramban Zal Rabbeinu Yonah. Ramban wrote this to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah was a cousin of Ramban. Heish Elohim, Kadosh Shuva, etc. The gam bin yom shul nachem daiti ani she'ein asur mishrochos halala k'nusam. Jews at that time, I'm not going to answer the moral question, moral ethical question. Jews at that time, David Ramban, owned slaves, like many people owned slaves. Slavery was, you know, an institution that was known in the world. Okay, so, you know, I don't want to go into now what the ramifications are, but a Jew owned a slave. Okay, so now the question: I have such a slave in my house, and she does the cooking. Is there a problem with Misha Akum? So the Rashbo writes, and the Ramban writes. He thinks there's no problem here. No problem with Shakam here. Okay? Because it's like the Jew does. Right? He says such people are included, for example, in having to rest on Shabbos. Like it says in the Esther Dibros, right? Lo sasa'a chamacha, ata, uvincha, uitecha, avdecha, v'masa. Even though I'm not Jewish, it's my Eved, my Amma, my male Eved, my female Eved, I've got to rest. So says Ramban, if they have to rest on Shabbat, then also not included in the Issa of Bishal Akam. So claims Ramban. Okay? The Rashba himself, that was Ramban. The Rashba himself, okay, was asked this question.
Does that mean
okay.
If the housekeepers are living, is different than the...
One second, we're talking about ownership. We're talking about ownership. Hold on. We're talking about owners. Okay? The Rashba himself disagrees. Okay? The Rashba was asked about what the status of these slaves are. He says, I'm not sure what the question was, the question about Shabbat, but he says, anyway, he says, there are those who say, the second line of the next page, Afo please sheish mar b'shemesh is word l'homer b'chol evit ara, she'en lo tzu ela in kenu evit tosha v'tzon, yesh mar yismichu masech shkizu, she'en daiti no tekein. Ela kol avoni mar shemesh b'chol shvitzu machteinu. Okay, he says, in terms of Shabbat, they have to rest. Okay, but, he says, he doesn't think that's the case by Bishakum. It's still going to be considered Bishakum. He says, just as clearly in the next Shuvah Chelek Alasim in Tov Kuf Chav Beis, okay, he says, I think it is a problem Bishakum, and the Krakasafti is there, so on and so forth. So, the Rashba thinks that it is Bishakum, all right? Namely, even though, again, we today don't own such slaves, we today don't own such slaves, but days of the Chachamim, that was the position.
But there's no Isser to eat them. Israel,
right. So I guess it's because there's such a distance in terms of socially, there's no concern. Right, you own them. It's a whole different social status. You know, that's the idea. Okay. Now, the Ra'or in the Berak HaBayis writes, O Shemati, that's on the Torah HaBayis, by Kimel Shara Zayim, that's Saturday, Al 38. O Shemati, Shem Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Noach, She'ein Dim Shonachim, Abdel Shechos of Kunim Lonu, Kame Shemasei, and Derech Kfir, Lo Shaya Chok, Rikubi Taite. Because what are they doing when they're cooking? They're cooking because why? He told them to. Not because they're trying to make friendship. They're doing it because it's their job, right? In other words, that's the Surah. The Surah is they're not doing it as any sign of camaraderie to invite you over to do it, because that's all to do. That's what I have to do with it. Right? Now, the Rabbi says, the Eved Mutter. It's kind of middle position. The Eved Mutter. So three sheets of Mishonim. According to some, there's no problem with Mishonim at all. According to some, there is a problem with Mishonim. I'm the Eved. And they're like, oh, it's kind of in the middle. My brother. And the Rabbi is in the middle. He says, the Chatzchilot, not the Eved Mutter. The Ruchas Chaim also in Ilchus Zur Macholos Os Tanozaim. Well, even Bishul Gram Chas Varam Mitzur Shel Daiti She'ein Os Mishachos Halo Haknus Lanu Ruchas. Again, he quotes also the Macholkes. Okay, and the Sevehetter has the Sharmem Gimel Shul Gimel. The Beis Yosef again. I don't need to read the whole story here, but it's a Chilu B'Dievin. Bottom line, let's look to Shulchan Aruch now 43. Let's move down to 43 Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Yerodeh, Sinkuf Yigil, Sivdal, Yesh Mitzah Mati B'Shoch HaShonu, Yesh Mitzah Oseh. Thanks a lot. Okay, the Mechaber says, Sama Mati, Sama Asim. Very good. Okay, Vafilu B'Dievet, Sama Asim, even B'Dievet, that's the Rashpo. But, you know, okay, and the Mechaber, it's unusual. Here's the Mechaber tells you the Din, here he tells the Machlokas. Thank you. So how do you pass it? Okay, that's the conclusion. Ramah says, B'Dievet, Yesh Mitzvah HaDivet Matirin. That's like the like Yochas Chaim and the Tzvehetter, okay. But Philo Achatchila knowing him lahakom beis Yisrael, so as Shachos Vadim Vashem beis Yisrael, And if it's in a Jew's home, then we're makel even lechatchila, says the Ramon. Ki efshesli chata echad mebnei habayis ma'at. Because, now I come to your point, it's not possible that someone in the house won't help in the process. Won't help in the process. In the olden days, you had a big oven, a big fire, burned pretty much all day, okay? Especially in winter. And, you know, as you walk by, part of your job, you know, your kid in the house, a parent, poke something to keep the fire going. Okay? In other words, according to the Ramah, as long as a Jew had some role in the process of cooking,
doesn't matter beginning and the middle,
according to Ramah, he said, you know why we can be makel? Because even though the guy, lady cooked it, you haven't cooked it, but it's not possible that at some point during the day, someone in the house didn't soak the coals.
We've come so far away from the Sfarah of either Hasnos or even Tameh.
Okay. But what's interesting is, again, there are more, you know, comments on this. Multiple times, you know, Shachar bothered. But you're right, it's a good horror. But, you know, what do you mean the Shachar Shalom? Our maids.
Yes.
So the Taz says the whole discussion only Taz is going to give him. Pirish haknuyos lano. Don't let you own it, which doesn't apply nowadays. We don't own anybody today. Don't boy. Yeah. It's right outside.
You're hired, though.
Yeah. But today they're hired. I mean, even if they're living, I think. It's on the left, right over there. Okay. Even if they're hired. Even they live in, but they're hired, they're paid, they're, at the end of the week they get a check or whatever, you cash, whatever you pay them. They are hired. So these are knudos lanos. That's what he's talking about over here. Okay? The shach, again, in the long sukkot in Zion, I'll say it outside. The shach is bothered. Well, what do you mean? But in days of Amor, the Jews didn't own slaves. It just wasn't the case. So what's Amor talking about? I mean, he says, oh, but. You know, maybe the Ramban time, Takeh did. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam owned, you know, had Rabbeinu Tam was, you know, a wealthy person. He was like a knight, you know. But the days of Ramon and Krakow, the Jews weren't owning any non-Jews. So that's what I'm going to talk about. So the Shach has four different approaches. Basically, the Shach says that the Ramon maybe he's just talking theoretically, you know, theoretically, it's within. Or he's, you know, different approaches. Or he says that he's relying on what he said later on. That it was not possible that the Jews didn't soak the coals. I mean, it's a little bit difficult to understand what the Ramah means when he says that, we don't have such things, okay? But or he holds, like that of in Avraham ben David, tells us that in the Jew's home maybe it doesn't apply. And that comes back into play. He's saying, according to that sheet, maybe in the Jew's home it doesn't apply, okay? Or he's saying something new. He's saying, it's okay, at least with the Evan. Okay, anyway. But the bottom line is, we assume mostly that our housekeepers and maids and so on today are not in this category because they don't own them. They're paid employees. Okay. The only thing, the difference is
they're keeping. If you own them, they're keeping Shabbos.
So you could argue. Well, they don't have to keep Shabbos. That's the point.
Isn't that what you said before?
No, that's some of them. But nowadays. So again, what's the difference? So you could argue the difference is that these are workers. Okay, the concern of Chasnos could be there conceivably. Right? Why not? They're regular workers. Right. So that's what I said before. Now there's some more lenient. There's some want to be lenient today because of the social difference. They're not the friends. They're in your house. They're working. But still, it's not you own them.
Is that what it comes down to?
That I don't know, punish, but they have to, yeah.
They,
you own them.
They've made a mistake, and then they become
yeah,
the place versus someone who's just like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, okay, let me finish up because I'm going to talk about the, today they can quit, right, that's the point. They're independent people, okay, maybe. But now let me just finish up by talking about the following. Again, the case that we, because this is what the Ramon said over here, that's not possible. What good does it do if a Jew stokes the fire? So again, here we come to an important discussion. It's the Gemara, it starts with the Gemara. Lamed Chesem Allah 46. The Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Rav Shmuel, Hiniach Yisrael Basar Agabe Kohen. The Jew put the meat down on the coals. Oba Ove Kohen Mahafach Bo. And the guy flipped it to cook the other side. Right? Motor. That's Motor. Say Chedach. Hilei Milafach Mahafach Bo Shul Pshita. If it's a case where it wouldn't help, then it didn't matter. It was going to cook anyway. Then, of course, rather, we're talking about if the guy had not flipped it, it wouldn't have cooked well. So my mother, be sure to call me. No, lo tzira di lo hafach avoshim with tarti shaw. The hashik avoshim with chadash shaw. Ma'am, tem kubi shaw mizru. Come on, Shaman. Says the Gemara, no. It would have cooked, but it would have taken longer to cook. Now that he flipped it around, it takes less time. In other words, and the same thing the Gemara has the reverse. So, exactly. He contributed, even though it would have cooked anyway, but he contributed because he made it cook a half hour faster. Right? And while he was sitting there, he didn't have a cover for his. What if the guy put it down? The Jews are the one who flipped it. So, when Nachman, Abay Yitzhak, cover Choma, Gombe Arab Chamuto, Gombe Arab is all coaching him. It my name, Amrav Bachana, Abiyachan, Amale, Amrav Bachana, Abiyachan, Bain Shinia Chobi Chamo Chiso, Bain Shinia Chiso, Afacham Mutter, the Eno Osha Chetiloso, Vigomo, Biyanovic Chobim. It's only us that was completely cooked by the guy. If a Jew, he flipped it, put it, doesn't matter. If the Jew had a hand called Yad Yisob Emsa, it's Mutter, that's the Rama brings the Tarek Design. Hold on. Tarek Design, look at the Zion. Yes, according to Rama.
One little thing.
Corn, correct.
Yes.
Now, the Rambam says in Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Tes Zayin Hilchos Machos, the Rambam writes, the dog and tana shemoch yisrael akum and koshes bashem mitzvah special fine. The imson akum achar kach mutarin. It was cooked and then roasted later by a good. Doesn't matter because it was cooked before. Okay, and im hiniach akum basok derag av eish v'hafchi yisrael basok v'hegis b'derab oshin yisrael v'gamar kaze mutar. The guy started, the Jew stirred, the Jew played a role in it.
But it's
mutter.
Mutter. Bishul shouldn't matter. It's because it's
chasmus. Right, but
why
as long
make
as
a difference if it was cooked?
Because, no, it was cooked in it, but it wasn't completed. The Jew played a role. It wasn't completed.
The same as
it's conceptual. Now, what is the name of Shofar? I'm going to see Bob. Shofar says, Kol Sheb Bishul Yisrael, Me'at Bishulo, it's in Kufi Gimel, see Bob 49. Kol Sheb Bishul Yisrael, Me'at Bishulo. Even the Jew played only a small role in the cooking. Bein B'tchila Bein B'tchila, we asked before, beginning, end, doesn't matter. Mutter, Lefika. Im Hiniach Obikal Bosok Dog Abay Shom Chisol, Bosom Hikis there, Ojig Yisrael. Become a Chom, Ha'is Mutter. Now, if you log his basketball, it's still a kahab. Even it wouldn't have cooked without the guy, still, the Jew had a role.
Using the word of a kahab, I think you
got to
use the right
note. Yeah, right, correct. In this case, it means a guard. Very good. It doesn't mean a guard at an altar. It means a guard. Okay, now, in any event, time is 15:51. Just to detail that would have cooked, it wouldn't have cooked, and we'll come back to it. We'll leave that alone.
What if it's
okay.
Ingredient? Let's say in China, they boil something to make
a one ingredient.
An ingredient that say 10 steps later is going to become part of food. What is Pentecostist organization?
I don't know. I'm assuming that as long as you had some role. At least according to Ashkenazim. Because here's the point. Okay? So far, all the cases that Gemara has talked about is the Jew played an active role. He stirred it, right? We didn't say anything about turning the fire. Okay, we say that he did something that actually involves, I would say over there, he was actually involved in the process. And it's one ingredient, I understand.
Well, it's one ingredient.
I don't know.
It's the case of the fish, where the fish were first cooked and then roasted later. As long
I think. Yeah, I mean, how much
of the fish is. Let's
say
one
of
us.
Yeah.
And that gets just like all the other pieces.
I think so. Now, let's look in the Gemara, 53. Let's look in the Gemara. Okay, that's Vodazara, Lam Chesman, Aleph, Kamal, Chesman, Tamil, and Elchi. Menich is so a boss, I'll go home, work from a happy watch, and boy, so many things, but it's in a choshish. So fast as Isha Gnera got Kira, who boss, I'll come and make Isa, so many things, but it's in a choshish, it's Mutter. Okay, now, there, the Gemara is talking about, the Gemara then goes on to talk about Pas. Okay, by Pas, we said that if the Yisrael did anything, oh, that's right, that sugar overcome, even if he just stirred up the fire, okay, three different things. You know, we had that in the garden and Chesem 56. Amarvino hilchus aharifta the sugar overcome oisol. Inami sugar is overcome. Inami sugar overcome alpha overcome. Asiel v'chato v'chituye. Chato v'chituye means you just stoked something. That's mutter. But that's by pas. That's not necessarily the case by bishlachim. The Gemara only says that by pas. Not by Bishlach.
But all the things we just said before,
yes. It's not bishul.
Yeah.
But the common denominator in all those things is he did an active role with the food. Okay? As far as just stoking the flame, we didn't see that. We saw that in the Ramah. Right. So that now basically in fact constitutes a major machokas to the Ramah and the Mechaber to this day. Okay? The Mechaber is of the opinion that the only time we allow bishul akum with a Jew playing a role is the Jew plays an actual role in the cooking. He puts the food on, he stirs the pot, he does something. Not if you just light the fire. Whereas the Ramah, as you said lighting the fire. That is a difference in terms of kashrus to this day. Okay, between the Ashkenaz and the Sephardim. By agrees. Just Gemara says by pas, even just stoking the flames is good. But it doesn't say that by bishul. So the Ramah and Ashkenaz, let's see. Okay, the Torah Habayis, for example, okay, the Torah Habayis, the Torah Habayis, Aruch Bayis, Kimmel, Shari Zayin, 59, says as follows, let's look at it, Gimel, look at 59. Garcina Perak, Ein Ramidim, that's the Vodazar. Omri Yochan, Shoros Baruch, Mepas, Hilcho, High Rift of the Shagar Goy, Alpha Goy, Osir, Shagar Yisrael, Shagar means, you know, start up the flame. Alpha Goy, Mutter, Shagar Goy, Alpha Yisrael, Shari, By bishul akum, the fact that the Jew just lit the fire is lomahani, okay? By pas, we're makel because ikar chay nefesh, you know, it's so necessary. So according to the Rashba, and similar according to the Ran, and many others, by pas akum, stoking the flame works, but not by bishul akum. The Ron and the Riff also said it. Okay, Miu Dafke Pass. This is test from the base in the Riff in the Vodazar. Okay, Inam is Shrug Yisrael. Miu Dafke Pass. Lefisha Shgir Taftari, Velech Mucheresbol. Abishar Tafshin Lo. By other cooked items, you cannot just, the Jew cannot play a role simply by stoking a flame, by poking a piece of wood around. Okay? On the other hand, the Rabbeinu Peretz on the Smak and Mitzvah Shachim Oz Gimel says, not true. He says that, even if you saw Maskat and Gam Zemotor, Velav Dafka said Gomor, Vichitim Amasagi, Obezikas Kisei, Kosher Gilo, throw a piece of wood in, throw a toothpick in, throw anything in. You hasten the cook by 10 seconds. Good enough. So this is a machokas in Simon Kufu Gemel Sif Zion. Okay. So the Mechaber says, Ein Shigiras Pierce Havar. Hatanam Elot Elot Paz. Abishar is also ain't Shigir Satanar. The law of Elokei Shmuel Amari says the Mechaber by Bishul Akum, stoking the fire, turning the thing up down makes absolutely no difference. Does not help. Elah Nocha Dafka, putting the food down, that's something different. Leficha Harot Zavat Shemachlo Tanar Shalchom Tzuch Sheyitin Yisrael Hamachlo Toch Hatanar. You put the thing in the oven. Oh, that's okay. Okay, they're doing something. But there are more. I'm going to be choking.
And in the middle, you come and start.
That's something else. You're doing something different. Yes, according to our
model. The beginning, the middle, the end.
Yeah, but it's got to be your operating director of the food, not on the fire. And our model says no. He said, "Lokas eisho chitu become mahani with bishul koyin and pas." Much more, our model says works by pas, works by bishul akum, chay nogin. Okay. And even if he didn't do it on purpose, he didn't realize he was doing it, he just stoked the flame for the heck of it. He didn't know there was any food in there. It's still good. Okay? So in any event, that's really the machlokas, the Mechaber and the Ramah to this day. The Sfaradim are stricter. So by the Ashkenazim, now come back. By the Ashkenazim, you have a factory, you have a bakery or a restaurant. Pirek, you have a restaurant. The restaurant's owned by a Jew, but all the cooks back there are Goyim. Okay, not non-from Jews like the Rajah say from the we were talking about before. No, they're goyim. Okay, how do we eat the food in whatever name, the restaurant, whatever? Okay, the answer is because the Mashgiach's job is to light the fire. Mother's job. Okay. No, but the Sfaradim have a problem. So what is Sfaradim going to do? So luckily for them, Rabbi Yosef has a shuvah. Last thing I printed. Chelik hey, simon nun dal, the Jewish Chavadah. Shaila, Bate Molon, hotels, Umisados, restaurants, Shemahem Yesh Mashgiach HaKasha Mitam HaRabbanut HaRashit HaMakomit, right, the Chief Rabbanim, Beisham Tudas Kasha, to have a certificate, Brahma, Tavach Shemashah Toshim HaMakom, Elohu Aravi, the Arab chef, okay, Elah Shasokos Eish HaTum HaShom V'yad HaSoytah, lighting the fire is done by the Jewish Mashgiach, can Sfaradim eat there without a problem? So that's the right, same as the olive. Because Ashkenazim can.
Does it make it
that
okay. The Arab is not of a chacham?
What?
If he's Arab, if he's a Muslim, he's not.
Yeah, the Arab come here, he's not Jew.
No.
Okay. So he said, the Sikkim, Gama, Sardim, and Eidot, and Zach, Yeshua, is just Mokhlis, Arach, Lechavot, and they can. He kind of says, maybe it's a Sikkim, maybe the Halach is like the other way. Okay. And, but he does conclude. I know, but he writes. Right, but here he writes. He can be Mekel, but he writes on Machmas Tovah Bracham. He thinks the one Machmas Tovah Bracham. So what do I tell you? So if you have a Sfardi restaurant, that means they have an Arab chef. It means that the Mashgiach there does more than just. I guess you got to have some Jewish employee there who's going to tinker with the food and not just rely on the turn down the fire. Ashkenazim have this cool about relying on the fire, and arrive to say, it's okay, we'll try to do it.
Anything with the fire?
Anything with the fire. Again, with Sfardim?
Yes.
Sfardim, arrive to say, says they can rely on the Ashkenazim psak. Okay, in a restaurant.
Their own restaurant.
Not their own.
They have to do it.
I don't know.
Wait a second.
If you have somebody that must actually participate.
Right, that for sure is good, even if it's Sfardim.
That's
last. Yeah.
Wait,
no, so check medicine, and that is not, it's got to be the cooking.
It's
got to cook. If he puts in the cooking, right, it's got to be part of the cooking. When it's on the fire. He put it on the fire. He puts it in the oven. Anyway, this is an overview. Bishan comes a big subject. But that's all.
Much less of a problem than I thought.
First of all, wait a minute. If you have going in a restaurant, a cooking, the Chinaman, whatever you want. The pizza
guy,
the guy
who's
cooking pizza.
Ramon?
In the morning, before you...
No, making 20 pizzas.
Good, in the morning, the guy... Yeah,
you making every pizza, or the guy, Jew making one pizza?
No. According to Ramon, as long as the Jew lit the fire, and the problem...
In the morning, it's good for the whole day.
Good for the whole day. You know what the biggest problem is? We find that the biggest problem is in the Chinese restaurants, because a lot of the things they make in these walks, they have big fires, the fire goes out at the time. You know, so you have to watch it carefully. Yeah, the fire goes out, you have to watch it. But yes, they'll light the fire in the morning, and then, now in the olden days when you had a pilot light, okay, that was even better because you lit the pot and finished.
What's the pilot
light? Okay, today they don't have pilot lights anymore.
Why don't the Jew cooks food and then he freezes and he can't eat it, that should be unfrozen and heat it up.
That's
okay also because it's cooked already.
So the pilot's good forever? But you can't eat it raw. I mean,
it's not raw, it's just before
it's not edible.
Right, it doesn't matter. That's cooked. Okay, we'll stop over here.
Why don't Ashkenazim
just... A pilot light is good for his own list, yeah.
Why don't Ashkenazim
just do a little...